So let's focus on the issue of whether to give chemotherapy, not just what kind. And in terms of the, again, classic situation of the node negative, ER positive, HER2 negative situation, what we're seeing and what we've seen with oncologists is a major uptake in the last few years in the use of Oncotype. And in terms of surgical investigators, literally 90% of them would use it in that situation. The surgeons in practice, you know, pretty close to it, 70%. But another issue is there is another test out there that is attempting to look at the same thing, the so-called MammaPrint. Can you talk about what that is and how that compares to Oncotype?
Okay. The MammaPrint is a multi-gene assay. It's a 70-gene assay. And it has also undergone similar steps. And that is the similar step being an initial development phase with a subset of patients that was used to basically develop the parameters. And of course, you can always overfit the parameters, so you have to do a validation phase. The validation phase of the MammaPrint assay was a lot different than the SAPP validation phase. And that's because of fundamental difference between the kinds of tissue you can use in the two assays. The MammaPrint assay was developed using frozen unfixed tissue. And that was argued that the mRNA is intact, you're not working with fragments. That hasn't turned out to be a really important issue with the Oncotype assay. But the other side of it, the idea that you have to use intact mRNA has been limiting for the MammaPrint assay in that they haven't been able to go to randomized trials and look at patients who were randomly selected to get or not to get adjuvant therapy. So their data only relates to prognosis. There's no data that relates to the assay's predictive ability to identify patients who might particularly benefit from therapy. And I think one of the things that's very powerful about the Oncotype assay is if you get a low recurrence score, not only are you have a better baseline prognosis, but the relative bite out of that that would be taken by chemotherapy is also less. So it kind of builds one on top of the other, arguing that these patients should probably not be treated. For the MammaPrint assay, the reason why I think it has not had as wide acceptance in the U.S. is that you have to be set up to basically capture and preserve fresh tissue, which is somewhat problematic in these small tumors where the pathologist may or may not want to give up a major part of the tumor, so that it's just not been as easily developed.